All right. So before we dive into God's word today, I want to ask you a question. Think about it for a moment. What was your greatest joy in this year? What were your greatest joys in this year? Just think about that. Take a moment. Some of you might immediately think of wonderful moments. A new job, a baby born, a relationship restored, or a family reunion. So Rose, so can I ask you, what is your greatest joy in this year?
When we heard that we're having new grand
the children?
Children
with Edson. Wow.
We are so happy because it's been 10 years.
Wow.
We've been waiting to have a baby for him. The whole family, not only me.
Yeah. All right. Okay, thanks, Rose. And how about Edwin?
Well, I was thinking the same thing.
Same thing. Wow! Grandchildren.
It was it's for the whole family. That actually, we didn't expect it to happen because it's been 10 years since they
tried. Wow, that's good.
It's a natural conception.
Wow, that's great. Absolutely great joy. Yeah. And how about Lori?
Well, it's very obvious. The greatest joy I had this year was when my whole family came together for a family reunion in Australia, all the way from the US for my birthday, and that's so special. And great joy.
Yeah, it's great joy.
For them and my friends and other relatives coming together.
That's right. And also, it was great joy to see you and Matty dancing together.
That was unplanned.
All right. So yes, we have some various great joys in this year, right? And others, maybe we have some sadness in this year. So I'm not asking you what's your sadness in this year. Just keep in your mind. Others might feel a weight in your heart, or loss, or failure, or disappointment. So I think you experienced both in this year. And hold on to those memories as we explore what God wants to tell us on this last Sunday of 2025. Today, we read from Isaiah 63:7-9. Where the prophet looks back and remembers God's goodness. He says, I will tell of the Lord's unfailing love. I will praise the Lord for all he has done. Isaiah remembers how God showed mercy, love, and grace to his people throughout their history. But what strikes me most is verse 9. In all their suffering, he also suffered. In all their suffering, he also suffered. Did you catch that? God doesn't just watch our pain from heaven. He doesn't sit far away, distant and unmoved. No, God shares in our hardships. When we hurt, God hurts. When we struggle, God is right there with us, feeling what we feel. This is Emmanuel, God with us. Not God above us looking down. Not God beside us just observing. But God with us, walking through every difficulty, every tear, every sleepless night. And our gospel reading from Matthew 2:13-23 shows us exactly how God enters into human suffering. Baby Jesus, the Son of God, didn't come into this world in comfort and safety. His family had to flee to Egypt as refugees, running from a king who wanted to kill him. So Mary and Joseph, holding their precious baby, traveling dangerous roads at night, not knowing when they could return home. And after Herod died, they came back, but not to their hometown of Judea. They had to settle in Nazareth in Galilee because Herod's son now ruled Judea. They became displaced people, starting over in a new place. This was Jesus' beginning. Hardship, danger, uncertainty. But Matthew tells us this was all part of God's plan. Even through these difficulties, God was working. The prophecy was being fulfilled. He would be called a Nazarene. Joseph and Mary couldn't see the full picture then, but God was leading them toward something greater. So now, I need to be honest with you. I don't believe God controls every single detail of our lives like a puppeteer. I don't believe He plans every car accident, every illness, every tragedy, every death. So when I was in the Korean congregation in Box Hill, one day the minister told me about his son. His eldest son, yeah, he's a really good Christian, but it's too much. That means every day he prayed to God, God, which food I have to have as a breakfast? And then, God, which food I have to have in lunch? And also dinner too. Every day, every time, he asked God, what food I have to have? If he didn't get any answer from God, he didn't eat. One day, 2 days, sometimes a week, he just waited for God's answer. So the minister, he was so worried about his son. So he asked me, Mike, how can I do that? How can I, he said, he expressed, fix. How can I fix my son? It's really interesting. So one day I met him and then I talked with him. And he asked me, so Mike, Pastor Mike, so do you believe God? Yes, I believe in God. So, do you hear the God's voice? Yeah, sometimes. So, you still hear God's voice right now? In this moment? I don't know, I'm not sure. But he said, I'm always asking God, how should I do? That's my faith. So, okay, that's your faith. All right, respect you. Respect you. So, but at the time, I thought, this is wrong. This is wrong. Because he believed God cared everything in his life, even breakfast, even lunch. And sometimes he asked God today's menu, kimchi soup or samgyeopsal or other things. How can I do? What food should I take? I think that's not the God I believe. My God is totally different from the God he believed. God created this world with natural laws. He gave us free will to make choices. Life happens, both good and bad, because we live in this world God made. Does God sometimes directly intervene? Absolutely. Are they a miracle? Yes, because God is God. But believing in God doesn't mean we escape all pain. It doesn't mean we avoid all hardship. Life includes difficulties, sorrows, joys, and happiness. That's simply what life is. So let me share a story. Footprints in the sand. Next one. Yes, yeah. Have you heard about this, Lori? Yeah, this is quite a famous one, right? One night, I dreamed a dream as I was walking along the beach with my Lord. Across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way, but I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why. When I needed you the most, you would leave me. He whispered, "My precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never, ever. During your trials and testings, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." When you feel alone this year, remember, Jesus has been there. When you face loss, remember, Jesus wept too. When you struggle, remember, Jesus understands. This is Emmanuel, God truly with us. God doesn't cause every problem, but He is present in every problem. He doesn't create every hardship, but He walks through every hardship with us. This is what Christmas means. God sent Jesus Christ, His own beloved Son, to enter into our painful, difficult lives. Jesus didn't just visit Earth on a vacation. He became fully human. He experienced hunger, tiredness, rejection, betrayal, and death. He knows what it feels like to be us. So, let me ask you again. How was your year 2025? Was it filled with sorrow and hardship? Was it a year of joy and happiness? Maybe both? Here is what God wants you to know today. He was with you in every moment, in your tears, and in your laughter, in your victories and your defeats, in your prayers and your doubts. God was there, feeling what you felt, walking beside you. And here is the promise. The final chapter of our journey with God is the joy of salvation. No matter how hard the road, no matter how long the struggle, God is leading us toward that ultimate joy. Just like Joseph and Mary couldn't see the full picture, but God was working. We might not see how everything fits together, but God is working. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, even in our hardships, we can praise God. Even in our sorrows, we can remember His faithfulness. Even when we don't understand, we can trust Emmanuel, God with us. As we say goodbye to 2025, lift your heart in gratitude. Thank God for being with you in the good times and the hard times. Thank Him for never leaving you alone. Thank Him for the journey even when the road was rough. God has led us through this entire year of 2025 and brought us to this moment. Let us praise His holy name together. Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank You for walking with us through every moment of 2025. You shared our joys and carried us through our sorrows. As we close this year, we praise Your faithful love, unfailing presence. Help us trust that You will continue leading us into the new year ahead. We lift our grateful hearts to You, Emmanuel, God with us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. So now we are going to sing Joyful, Joyful We Are.